If there's one essential experience of fall in northern Michigan, it's getting lost in a corn maze. In Traverse City, you can head over to Jacob's Maze, a 10-acre corn maze located on a centennial farm. IPR's Taylor Wisner went out on a blustery day to learn what brings people back year after year to the maze.
That's the sound of wet stalks of corn, smacking in the wind at the entrance of Jacob's corn maze. But the maze master at Jacob's farm, Brett Hood, says the windy and rainy conditions aren't keeping people away. He says already three groups have come today for the maze. The farm attracts thousands of tourists who are drawn to the area to see the fall colors. Brett says the maze has an elaborate theme that changes each year. It's been Michigan-themed, shaped like a mitten, and last year was all about the Coast Guard. This year is outer space.
We have sort of a sunburst at the center of the maze, and then there's sort of an alien creature. Lots of swirls like comets flying through the cosmos. We have Saturn with some rings.
Brett says it usually takes about an hour and a half for most people to walk the 4 to 5 mile path. He says there are two ways to tackle the maze. There's the color map, which makes it easier to stay on track, and a black and white one, which is a lot harder.
So all my gaming friends came up with the idea that this is way more challenging, and they actually keep track on the black and white version where they've been in the maze so that they don't backtrack as much. And this can take 3 to 4 hours to really find all 18 stations. And to me, that's way more fun, much more challenging.
Brett says the maze design technology gets better every year. They can add more elaborate paths that make the maze more difficult. He says the design process takes all winter. And when the corn has grown a few feet in the spring, a professional cutter creates the path.
And when he arrives, he has our map on his iPad. And he'll unload his tractor and tiller. This year he started 11 o'clock at night. And he doesn't need to see where he's going because he's looking at the map on his device. So whenever it pings in his earphones, he knows to stop tilling, turn to a certain direction and till for a little longer until it pings. And that takes him close to 10 hours to rough in the design.
It's this kind of detail that brings Caden Phelps and Monica Vangelis to visit from Reed City. Caden's been to the maze several times and likes the challenge, but Monica was motivated to move quickly.
We definitely used the colored copy and cheated a little bit, because with the rain coming, we're a little wet.
But she says the weather didn't ruin the experience.
Oh, it was super fun. And it was actually kind of nice coming on a little bit crummy of a day because no one else was in there. So we could go at our own pace, screw around, you know, laugh because we took a wrong turn.
Brett says customers have been happy. They've had over 1,000 this Saturday who stayed around for their turn at the Apple Slingshot and a ride on a horse-drawn carriage. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.